too much time with myself. Sometimes we look into our own minds, and what we're seeing are all sorts of painful memories. The things of sorrow from the past have been etched very deeply into our consciousness. And any moment that we have an opportunity, when we give ourselves space from all the external things of the world, looking inwards actually just arises all those memories. It emerges all those things that I'm trying to forget. And so then, I don't want to spend time in silence, in communication with myself. This is why there's another very important ingredient in terms of communication, and that is to be able to experience a link with the Supreme, because it is that link that gives me the strength, the purity, and my own love for the self and respect for the self. It's God's love and God's power that allows this mirror to become clean. And then when I look into that mirror of my own mind, I see things of truth, I see things of beauty, and I begin to actually appreciate and value myself. And then it's possible to experience a sweet communication with myself, one in which I'm able to love myself and respect myself. Again, one of the paradoxes of communication is that communication isn't actually happening only in terms of sound and words. Communication is actually also happening through silence. When you hear music, part of the beauty of the music is not just the sound that's generated, but the pauses, the interval in between the notes. That also is part of the beauty of the harmony of music. In the same way, learning to communicate with myself, I begin to make use of silence. Instead of letting the mind simply just chatter and move around constantly, let the thoughts emerge, but then let there be a pause, a moment of silence, a time in which I can reflect. I can look inwards and appreciate the beauty of the eternal spirit, of the eternal self. If I develop the practice of doing this, I begin to deal with all the painful memories of the past so that I've finished them, I've let go of them, I've left them behind. Then I can move on. If I keep allowing those memories to come back again and again, then it's simply wounds that just arise and don't heal and still causes me pain. Even at this point of time, even though it was something that happened years ago. And so I begin to experiment. Instead of letting those thoughts come, in the presence of God, experiencing God's love, I allow God's love to allow that which is the highest and the best within myself to begin to blossom. And as it opens up and as it emerges, I begin to actually enjoy the silence. Communication with myself begins to be a very lovely experience. And as I develop this ability to communicate with myself and know myself, not only on a superficial level, but on a very innermost deep level, at that point, I'm able to start the communication with the Supreme in a meaningful way. In the first instance, I'm simply taking His help. In God's presence, I'm allowing God's love to reach me and give me strength and purity. But at a point where I've begun to appreciate silence, and then able to start an active relationship with God. Have you ever thought that it was possible to communicate with the Supreme? Why not? Surely it is our birthright to be able to do this. Even remembering God as the parent, as the teacher, as the friend, as the beloved, and yet we haven't actually developed a living relationship with the Supreme. And this is why these terms only remain words, and they don't have an impact on our lives. But if I choose, then I can develop all these relationships with the Supreme by communication. I, the soul, in this awareness of the being of light, visualize the Supreme Being also a being of light, and with the power of my mind I focus my thoughts on the Supreme and I begin this communication. But I also allow my mind to become still, because it is in that stillness that God's qualities can reach me. My thoughts reach God, that's a certainty. But then the proof of this is that God's vibrations also reach me, and I feel God's love, protection, blessings, and constant support. If this is my experience, then in my outreach to the world, it becomes a very natural and simple way to be able to communicate. Because in my communication then, firstly, there is clarity, my mind is clear, my heart is clean, there are no hidden motives, there are no ulterior motives, and so my outreach to another human being is a very genuine one, in which all I'm seeking is a communication, a connection. I'm not demanding anything from them. I'm not expecting them to solve my problems for me. I'm not expecting them to fulfill any hidden desires that I have. It's a very, very simple communication in which I'm totally open and able to share something of value. There's a very little equation that's worth keeping in mind. It's something that we tend to forget. When we communicate with others, there are various factors that come in. Either there's an image of them that I carry in my mind, whether it's real or not is another factor. But there's a certain impression, a certain